Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the last Mishnah that we have a category of Davar Ha'aved, a loss that a person is going to face, where he's allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. But that's only in a situation where he couldn't take care of the work before the holiday started, and it's a pressing need, it has to be done right now. If he intentionally left it for Chol HaMoed, he couldn't take care of it before the holiday on purpose, then a person is not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, even though he may face a loss. This Mishnah is going to tell us, though, if a person wanted to do the work before Chol HaMoed, but he had an onus, he had something happen to him where he couldn't get it done, then we're going to see an allowance to do work on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah says, Misha hafach et zetav. If somebody turned over his olives before the holiday started in order to prepare them for being turned into olive oil, in those days when they were creating olive oil, they would take olives, which start off as being hard, they would put them in a vat, in a bucket, in a barrel in order to soften. Then they would flip the barrel and they would get the other side soft as well. And once the olives are soft, they have to be put into an olive press in order to extract the oil from them. If they're not put in immediately, then they spoil. So this person, he softened the olives and he wanted them to be pressed into olive oil, ve'ere'or evel. And he had a situation, lo alenu, where he had the death of a close relative, and he was in mourning, he was in avelut, and when a person's in avelut, he's unable to work. So he was unable to press them before Yom Tov started, before the holiday started, or ones. So he had another situation, another accident, he couldn't press the olives because of that. Or shehit'uhu po'alim, or his workers deceived him. They told him they were coming to work, and they were no-shows, and then the holiday started, and he couldn't take care of it. So what does he do in that situation? To'en kora rishona. In all of these situations, he could load up the olive press one time, put on the top, and leave it there, and let it press on the entire Chol HaMoed. And that's what we say, maniha le'ahar HaMoed, and let the beam stay there until after the holiday. He can't, though, move the olives around and then press it a second time, because once the olives were pressed one time and a lot of the oil was extracted, there's no hashash, there's no nervousness that they're going to spoil anymore. So let him put it on there, let the first initial drops of olive oil come out, and then they can wait till after the holiday to continue the pressing and go for the second press. That's the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yose Omer, Zolef Vegomer Vegaf Kedarko. According to Rabbi Yose, no. You're allowed to even take the olives, put them onto a press, and finish pressing out all of the oil and seal the vat on Chol HaMoed, completing the entire process in the normal manner. According to Rabbi Yose, basically, once permission was granted for you to work on Chol HaMoed, we don't say just do the minimal and take care of the nervousness of, oh, it's not going to spoil anymore. No. Once a person was given permission to work on Chol HaMoed, once you could start the process, you could complete it in the normal manner. Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet, and Les Mishnah, we had a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yose about somebody who, because of an ones, because of an unforeseen circumstance, he couldn't get his work complete before Chol HaMoed, and he now has to get it done on Chol HaMoed, or else he'll face a great loss. So how he's allowed to complete that work? Could he complete it all the way to the fullest, or is he only allowed to do the minimum allowed in order to make sure that the olives would not rot? We'll have a similar mahloket over here in terms of freshly squeezed wine that would sour if it was not poured into barrels afterwards. When the grapes are pressed into wine, the wine then flows into a pit, and then there it would become sour if it doesn't transfer into barrels pretty quickly. So Mishnah says, Vechen, Mishahaya yeno betocha bor, if you have somebody, likewise, if you have somebody whose wine was squeezed from grapes and was sitting in a pit near the wine press and was waiting to go into barrels, ve'ere'o evel, and he had a lo aleno situation where a relative died and he was sitting in avelut and he was unable to work and pour the wine into the barrel before the holiday started, or ones, or he had an ones, he had an accident that he didn't foresee, and the wine was sitting there in the pit, and he couldn't transfer it into barrels either before the holiday, or shehit'uhu po'alim, or workers deceived him, and they told him they were coming to work, and they never showed up, and then the holiday started, zolef ve'gomer ve'gaf kedarko. in these situations, he's allowed to pour all of the wine into the barrels and seal the barrels in the regular manner with a regular full-fledged seal. He doesn't only have to just do it in a way where he takes care of it, he puts them in the barrels, and he puts a seal that would be temporary, but we let him finish the job fully. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yehuda omed, oseh lo limudim bishpil shelo yahmis. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He has to leave the wine in the pit and then make a temporary covering of boards on top of that pit so that it won't sour. He's not allowed to take the wine out of the pit on Chol HaMoed and put it into the barrel. So according to this opinion, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, all you're allowed to do is mitigate the problem that you're about to have. If the problem is the wine turning sour, that's all you're allowed to take care of, and then the real work can only get done after the holiday is over. According to Rabbi Yose, no. Once we're allowing you to do something in order to fix the problem, we let you go all the way, and you're allowed to take them and transfer them into barrels.